NBA, did he?
Hey, Wally.
Yeah, go ahead.
You got your 7K with you?
I do not. I took off in a hurry. I was running late. I had to drop the kid off at school. I can call you on the phone, though, unless you need the radio itself.
No, I just wanted to try some of the other aux chant talk loops now that I got my radio program. Whatever, when it's convenient. It's no rush. I've always got my radio with me.
Okay, yeah, I'll be back home probably about 9 in this long line with all these other moms, and I'm the only old guy here. So, all right, I'll call you right around 9.
Okay. I got some encryption keys I got to load in this thing anyhow, so I'm going to go deal with that. And I should be around. I wanted to try the other ones, we've been working on the one, but I want to try the others. All right. WFU.
Yeah, I sent you an email as well. Just pinky request, nothing important. Very small, insignificant stuff. Okay, I'll send it. W picked it up.
WFUWB. I'm back.
This is N6WY, November 6th, Whiskey Yankee.
KCKJL.
Hey, BCW.
Good afternoon, Dean, NAWRO. That last was a bit digital. I saw your name popped up, heard your voice, but a little digital on that. Go ahead again. Try it again.
Yeah, I'm using the lesser of my radios. I was just saying good afternoon, Jim.
Much, much better. Just got off a long hoip phone call with John, dealing with all kinds of fun IT stuff. But, you're going to be around for tomorrow's net. I believe Tom's got the net, but I presume you might be working.
Unfortunately, I work every Thursday, so yeah, I will not be around for the night. But I will definitely be around for the set. I gotta figure out the set because the morning of the set is an off weekend, but it is the daughter's boyfriend's prom, so I have to do photos for that.
Yeah, that's good, because I'm sure you're aware you're going to be in a key position. But we also do clear, as you know, pretty quickly. So, I don't know how long the hot wash will take, but as long as you got May 2nd and the AM available, they're going to put you to work. The undisclosed location we won't talk about over the air.
Copy that. Yeah, the boss asked me if I had ever been there, and when I told him no, he's like, I know exactly what you're doing. And I was like, oh boy, all righty.
Oh no, trust me, Gene, you're gonna have fun with this and to see that place, especially since you've been working at your new job there. You'll really enjoy it. Just the watchword of the day. Try to keep the noise down. It's got quiet like a library, which is really hard to do in that room.
Yeah, copy that. Do we use Go Kits for that particular setting? If so, I might look into finding myself a usable headset that'll work, because I know our Go Kits allow for headsets and external speakers.
Self-explanatory, just dispatching. So the short answer is yes. And you already played with one of those, so.
Oh, yes. Very, very easy to operate. Yeah, I'm I'm excited, especially with the job hindering the amount of stuff that I can do. I'm definitely excited to get out. I might do some testing because I took that Ed Song antenna off my roof. I got it back in operation, so I started playing around with the idea of having a mobile deployable antenna. And so I put a little eyelet hook on the top of the PVC and some paracord to throw up in a tree with a weight. And so I think, because I have today off, I think I might actually throw that antenna on the tree with an HT and see how well it does.
It is a nice idea. It is perfect weather out there for it today. I should probably get out to the garage and finish that generator project up, too, because of that. So, well, all right, Dean, I got some things backing up here. I should probably cut you loose, but always good to hear you out there. N8WRO, I'll be listening out. You have a good one now.
You as well, Tim. Send threes, and I'll have my radio on me all day. This is KE8LAX. I'll be clear and monitoring.
KE8PKP, mobile statewide one.
KF8S from W8EAP. Nothing heard. W8EAP.
W8EAP, this is KE8RUH. Still out there, Eric?
Yep. Hi, Anthony. How's it going? W8EAP.
I was just on the phone when you called out, so I didn't get a chance to pick up the radio.
Yep. Are you up there at Stony Creek with the rest of the goons?
I'm still a working stiff, man. I got to go to work. I'm indirectly on my way home from work. I'm going to get my snow tires taken off and put my summer tires on. So that's what I'm on my way to do.
Yep, very good, very good. Well, I was just about ready to go set up my little shack up out on the balcony since it's nice out. Some fresh air. I might be going up to another park this afternoon later on. But it's a pretty nice day out, so I think I'm going to go outside and set up my radio out on the balcony.
Very cool. How's the recovery going?
Yeah, it's going pretty slow, actually. Ran into a bunch of complications, so yeah, it's going, but it's way, way slower. Don't want to get into it too much on the radio, but I have some pretty significant issues interfering with my recovery. So, but it's getting there very slowly. You know, at least another month before I could start to feel somewhat normal. It's been hell, 4.5 months of hell so far.
I don't think you'll ever be normal, Eric.
Well, I meant normal for me. Yeah, I mean, I understand that. My normal is different than most people.
Hey, you wake up in the morning and you get out of bed. I mean, I think that's a positive sign. Don't you, Anthony? Lost you there a little bit, guys. Cut out. KKK Joe. Well, Eric, just kick back, relax, enjoy the weather. You'll be on your feet in no time.
We'll talk to you soon. KE8 or UH?
Take it easy, Eric. And Anthony, you finally home? All right, going up on the next destination. Talking to you guys later. 73 KKK Joe.
NADDF.
KC8MXG, listening.
KC8MXG, here is WARIT. I think I caught from the radio ID, your name is Paul, is that correct? My name here is Dave. How are you this afternoon? Are you enjoying the sunny weather here?
Beautiful day. Probably a good day to have a coffee in Birmingham. Did you meet Simo today?
Well, yes, coffee in Birmingham would be good. I'm not certain of the question. Did I meet Simo? you might have me confused with somebody else. I don't know Simo.
We do have you confused with another David who was going to be buying a hotspot or had a hotspot that wasn't working, and he was going to meet somebody to either exchange it or something like that. On his recommendation, as a matter of fact, I have a hotspot coming tomorrow. Go ahead.
Okay. No, that's kind of something maybe in the future for me here as far as a hotspot. I've looked at a couple options, like the, I think it's called the Mike 1, M1KE. But I've seen a couple like that, and I'm thinking, well, for right now, the cost I would pay for that, I think there's other things that I would rather spend in the radio hobby on, especially since Dayton's coming up. I've been kind of window shopping quite a few other things, mostly window shopping. I'm not really serious that I've decided affirmatively that I'm going to purchase them, but just thinking about it, like a Flex Radio. And then I just happened to see yesterday, I was looking for a DMR radio, and I just happened to come across, I was looking for something else. I was another radio that I would like to get. I don't think there's really too much activity there, but for 220. And I was looking at a Linko site, and I see that they have a tri-band, 2 meter, 220, and 440 with DMR, which kind of piqued my interest. I wouldn't mind having, just for the flexibility, just so I can do it if I want to, something for 220. But when I saw the power output, that was a little disheartening on 220, because it was 55 watts on 2 meters, I think it was like 45 on 440 on 70 centimeters, and I thought that was pretty good, and then I happened to see 5 watts on 220. I'm thinking, well, that kind of doesn't really help out too much. And I was also really kind of thinking if I were to do it, maybe something, you know, all mode. But I say that's just a little bit of some window shopping.
I didn't understand the name that you mentioned, the brand name, but I suspect it's a Chinese radio.
Alinco, A-L-I-N-C-O. They're fairly major, and they've been around for a while. So it's kind of like, yeah, I'm like, well, but the DMR sounds kind of nice, because I wouldn't mind, I'm currently using a DM32, so extra class portable. I could, you know, probably sure use a bit of some power, but I would really be benefiting from having a good external antenna instead of just a ducky. So hopefully I'm coming through not garbled or anything like that. So I was thinking, yeah, I wouldn't mind picking up a mobile. I was talking with Dakota, and he informed me, too, that some Motorola brands, models, I should say, are within my price budget, what I wouldn't mind spending, which I previously had thought would have been beyond what I wanted to spend. So I've been kind of thinking about that. So I got time, because I ended up taking my vacation request yesterday for the Friday for Dayton. So I'm planning on heading down to Dayton this year. I haven't been down to Dayton, well, since they changed to the new location. I've always been to Hera Arena in Dayton. So kind of like to see what the new place would be like here. And I may be coming back with an armload of goodies here, so we shall see. Back to you, Paul. KC8MXG from W8RIT.
N8PBF.
Has somebody breaking in. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, guys. Dakota, N8PBF. I was just monitoring and listening. And I can't remember, Dave, did you say that you're exclusively running around on an HD, the DM32? I might have a couple ideas for you that'll probably enhance your coverage and your experience for pretty low cost until you figure out what you want to do. And I believe the other station's Paul. Go ahead. Thanks for letting me break there and then hand it over to Dave.
Coda, I'm interested in listening to this, too. I'm on a BTEC 6X2, And I'm always open ears and try to keep my mouth closed for a little bit. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead, Dakota. And you're...
So my suggestion for anyone that's operating on an HD exclusively, mobile, at home, portable, obviously, VTech on Amazon makes a phenomenal single-band amp. I recommend UHF if you're in the Southeast Michigan area, and they have a digital one. I'm pretty positive it does DMR, and it'll take your 2 to 4 watts in and give you about 50-ish out. I ran one on my Kenwood for, I ran a Kenwood as a mobile for probably 4 or 5 months in my last truck before I finally caved and I bought a mobile. It's, oh my God, I can't remember the model name. I can look it up. But if you go on Amazon and type in VTech amp, you'll see it. It's like $125. And it comes with a speaker mic. You can use it as a mobile, so it'll transmit through your radio and do all that. But I just ran it basically HD in the cup holder with a speaker mic and external power into that amp with a mag mount or whatever antenna, you know, tickles your fancy. And it worked phenomenally well, actually, to the point where it's almost worth having in your arsenal just because it's so versatile. You can use it for any HD, analog, digital, et cetera. And, you know, Dave, I know you've been shopping quite a bit. Until you find that perfect radio, that might be a pretty decent solution for you. And here's the best part, is it's Amazon, so you got 30 days to try it out before you decide.
Okay, although, Dakota, I'm a little confused now. Is this like a separate radio, or do you use it to dock into, you know, for just the amplifier? I'm a little bit confused on that part of it, because it sounded like you were talking about it had a microphone and such. So maybe if it could fill me in a little bit more on that. Is it just kind of a mobile amp that you would hook up and then just supply more power? And then with the VFO and such, channels would come from the radios you're using, such as the DM32?
So I probably could have elaborated a little bit more on that, and I apologize. So, yeah, it'll actually, there's three different ways. You'll see in the ad, there's three different ways you can use it. The way I used it was there was an SMA adapter that went from the HT to the amp, and then you had an SO239 out, or it might have been a type N, I can't remember, but it had an antenna out for the antenna. So I use it that way, but you can also plug a K connector into the Bofangs. That's basically the serial cable that controls the amp, and then you can, it comes with a mic and an RJ45 jack on the amp, so you can stuff that in your seat, use the VFO on the radio, and then use the amp kind of like a pseudo-mobile with the screens on your HD. I didn't really think that was too convenient, so I just ran, you know, the HD like I would normally run the HD out to the amp, and it worked great. I had zero complaints about it. And like I said, I ran it for, I don't know, a couple months.
And about the VTech amp, U25, UHF, UHF both.
Yes, that's the one. So the U25D, I think, is what you want.
Is that VTech amp under $100, $99.89. And I don't know how old you are, but in my day, we used to call those a foot warmer. Go ahead.
Yeah, like I said, those will put out, I think Dave tested it, it was like 38 watts with 4 watts in.
For the VTech U25, is that V as in Victor, VHF, or D as in digital? I still have a few other sites that I'm going to take a look at just to see what other models are about. Such as like Radio Oddity, see what they've got out there. I've heard of the brand before, but I'm not certain of the models that I might be interested in, so I'll take a look and see what they have available. I've got time. I'm going to be heading down to Dayton, so I can either pick it up there, see if I get it on any kind of special, or afterwards. So I'm not in any big hurry, but what would really help both Dakota for me currently would just be having the external antenna. They say instead of just the rubber ducky, because that's the way that I did start off in ham radio when I first got my ticket. I ended up picking up a Icom T7H, a dual band HT, which worked, but I probably would not recommend any new ham to start off with a HT, just because, you know, rubber duckies, the antennas are basically dummy loads and low power. So a lot of times that might lead to some frustration when basically everybody's telling you that, you know, you sound pretty rough into the repeater and such, and doesn't really get to the flow of conversation like for a new ham. But I ended up getting a mobile, so, and an external antenna, so that ended up solving my problem. So that's really, really what it is here. And I'll take a look at this amp too, but I'm really thinking I probably just want to see about just doing doing a mobile specifically. Possibly, they say, you know, it depends, possibly even two of them, you know, one for the work van, have one in the house here or something, so. But we'll see here. So I've just got a lot of stuff just floating around my head. Nothing firm, nothing that I absolutely need, but just a lot of wants. So we're gonna, you know, see what happens. So I've put some money aside, you know, so I'm gonna see what happens. And I was just telling here that I'm probably gonna come back with an armful of goodies from Dayton here. Dakota?
Yeah, at the end of the day, the mobile is the way to go. And, Paul, I think you were asking, someone was asking the U or the V or the D. So, uniform is for UHF, Victor is for VHF. So if it starts with one of those, that's how you tell what band it's for. And if it ends in Delta, that means it does digital. So just food for thought, and Dave, to add more options for you, I think I've told you before, I have my mobile is portable. It's just a bag with a battery, and then I have a mag mount on the roof of the truck, so I can move that vehicle to vehicle. I can take it inside, hook it up to my roof antenna if I really wanted to. If I take my wife's truck, I can do the same thing there. So there's another option for you. You can have one radio that does everything. Paul, are you still with us? Are you still listening?
And in fact, I have the advertisement up on the up on my screen right now. I'm at home, and yeah, I see it claims to, the Union 25, claims to amplify from 20 to 40 watts power boost on UHF, and it is for UHF analog or digital. So that's an interesting thing. Like I said, a long, long time ago, probably in the 60s, if you need to know, we used to have that with our CB radios, a 100-watt amplifier, and be real annoying to a whole bunch of people. And we call them a foot warmer. This is an interesting idea, but my experience with digital is it either works or it doesn't work. Right now, I'm with a rubber duck antenna, just a soft, short antenna. I'm in my house. And in a moment, I'm going to change to one hanging on the wall, a Ed Wong, or I think it's Wong. And usually I do that, and nobody can tell the difference. Yesterday I tried roaming, and in Windsor, I was going to change to the Windsor antennas, and I didn't, and I should have. I could not get the Detroit antenna, Detroit repeater, which should have been easy for me from Windsor, but it didn't happen. One of these days I'll figure it out. I was ready to try to hit something from either the Windsor repeater or from the Detroit repeater. Go ahead, back to you.
Yeah, who knows there? Maybe you were just too far below it, looking up, and it kind of didn't really see you as far as the signal. Uncertain about that, and I'm going to have to take a look at that. I think, yeah, you were the gentleman that made mention about that, and I'm going to take a look to refresh myself. But I think it is Ed Fong, F-O-N-G, for the type of J-pole antenna. I do recall seeing it somewhere before, and it looked pretty interesting. I had a friend, I use a different type, and I jokingly tell a lot of people that, I don't know if you've ever heard of the copper cactus type of J-pole, but I jokingly tell a lot of people that that looks like a bunch of plumbing on the roof to me. Personally, I'm just, you know, I'm being a little bit favored towards what I have. I have one that a friend
helped me construct when I was a newly licensed ham myself, from the aero antennas, dual band J-pole. We just used the plans from that, and I'm currently using it right now for reception for my SDR, so which I probably really should be using right now for transmission here currently here. But I think right now I'm going to have to, it's one of the things I'll be getting a Dayton is some coax. I think the coax that I currently have on it for reception is probably acting like an antenna. And so it's probably pretty poor coax. So I'd probably have to check it out before I would use it for any form of transmitting here. So, but anyways, yeah, Dakota, thanks for that little tip there. I'm going to have to, I'll take a look at this amplifier. But so I say, always one more option here. And, okay, I'm open for doing my window shopping here and seeing what's out and about and available here. You know, getting a survey of the field and making a good decision from it. But I'm really thinking, like I say, I just probably want to go with a mobile because eventually that's really the way that I'm going to want to get to anyways, in the end result anyways. I don't really know of any specifically designed, engineered base station for DMR. Maybe there is something, you know, big for a commercial use, but that's not what I have in mind. So I might just take a look at some of the mobiles, and like I said, I'm glad you told me about some of the Motorolas, because I told you before, I thought those would have been beyond what I would have wanted to have spent on them, but you said that they were, you know, a lot cheaper. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that opens one more door, so that's good news. And I'm going to watch out. I'm going to be, if I were at Dayton, I would be very particular about buying anything used from anybody, because you have to kind of make sure it works.
You hit timeout, Dave.
Yeah, I've got to adjust that, because I think I've got it set for 180 seconds, and I think it's 10 seconds for some pre-alarm, so I'm going to have to bump those up.
It happens. I think I've got my radio on mine now. I think it's set to 2 minutes, and I need to probably bump that, too. It doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's annoying.
Well, anyways, my ending question to both of you gentlemen here is, have you guys been to Dayton?
Been to Dayton, and I'm an impulse shopper, so I don't dare go there. If I went there with a credit card, it would play havoc with my budget for the rest of the year, if you know what I mean. But at my age, I'm ready to settle down and just make the most of what I have. It's a fun hobby, and it's fun exploring, talking to people on the through repeater when I go roaming up to the Upper Peninsula, and the reason I'm getting the hotspot is when I'm at home in the Upper Peninsula, I can't hit anything. There's no DMR repeaters that I could hit, so the college says they have it, but it most of the time it's not working. So I'm thinking a hotspot will keep me back in touch with people. Go ahead.
I was going to say that earlier, too, like, you said digital either works or it doesn't. That's the truth. I mean, you know if it's going to work or not based on how you're hearing it. And then if someone tells you you sound like crap, then you know you're too far away or don't have enough power or height or whatever it might be. I've recently discovered how well it works, so I can sit in my house with an HT and talk into this system. And I've not turned my hotspot on since I found that out. But that is the exact use case there for when you can't do that. And, Dave, no, I've never been to Dayton. I'm still a relatively new ham. I think I got licensed in 2022, which is actually crazy that it's already been that long. But I'm very, very particular about my gear, and I know exactly what I want, and it's got to be aimed and all that. I think it would be really cool to go to Dayton. I'd probably buy things I don't need, but I don't think I'd go there for me personally, because I already have enough stuff. I don't think I would go there with the intentions of buying something specific, but I know for a fact I would come across things and say, I need to have that, and I don't know why.
KJKJL. Hello, Dakota. Hello, Dave. Kilo Charlie. Kilo Julie Oscar.
Hi, Tom. I was waiting for Dave to jump in there and welcome you to the party. Go ahead.
Hi, you like DMR, Dakota. And yeah, I'm the same way. I'm very particular about certain gear that I get.
I've been enjoying DMR for a couple of reasons. The antennas are smaller, the radios are nicer, they work better, and I only need to switch to one channel and I can talk pretty much everywhere I go. So, there's that.
Yeah, I didn't realize you only had been a ham since 2022. I've been a ham since 98, and just over the past year and a half, I've really gotten back into it. And look at me now, all the junk that I go.
Yeah, I got my tech in 22, and then I got my general in 23, actually April of 23, and then it was downhill from there. Did tons of HF stuff, all kinds of antennas and POTA and whatever. And I had another kid, and I kind of took a year off, and then now I'm back in full force, got the repeater at the house, got, you know, the Motorola stuff going, so I've been enjoying it. It was a much-needed break. I think I went too hard too fast, and I kind of burned myself out of it. Anything that had a T-shirt, I tried to get, and now I know what I want to do, and I know what gear I want, so it just seems more efficient this time around.
Yeah, I got particulars on antennas now. I got two NMO mounts. I picked up one at this resale shop for like $20. So I got a little, what do you call that one? A little puck one. I'm going to use that for UHF, and then I got a Larson that should be coming to the house today.
I need to send you a picture of what I'm using. It cracks me up, but it works better than the 2x4 that I had. And the 2x4 was 40 inches.
Yeah, I think this one, I think it's 24, I'm not sure. You know, it's not too tall. It's got a spring on it. But now that I got a nice big animal magnet, I'm going to take off the one that's on there now and put up the new one.
I just sent you a picture. It's like a 7-inch on a 2.5-inch animal mag mount. Cracks me up how small it is, but the thing has been performing phenomenally well, better than I ever had hoped or thought, even on analog. Did we lose Dave and Paul? Are you guys still out there?
Question for any of you. I'm listening. This is KC8MXG. I'm listening, and there was no difference in sound or projection, or you seem to be listening to me well, whether I was talking out of the Novi repeater or the Detroit repeater. Goes back to that thing with digital, you have quite a range. I'm closest to the Novi repeater, but right now, all of a sudden I got a repeater out of range, and everything stopped, went quiet. Does anybody else experience that? Go ahead.
Oh, the RSSI might have gained a little bit there, so that's why you're very out of range. And then you get a good signal and it comes back. I don't pay much attention to it with the Motorola because it searches for the best tower in dB range for it. But, yeah, it could have just been a fluke. KGO, I don't know if Dave's still out there, KFAS. He might have a little more insight for it to go to.
It's a different Dave. WARIT. WARIT, are you out there? All right, nothing heard. Yeah, like Tom said, I don't know, maybe you just dipped a little bit too much to get into it. You said you're on an HD, I believe, and a rubber duck. That could be it. Not entirely sure, honestly.
KC8MXG. Actually, I switched to the Ed Fong antenna to see if there was any difference. As far as roaming goes, automatic roaming, the 6X2 does that, and I thought it did it pretty good. On my last trip to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, it would automatically find the best station, and I spoke with Benton, I think his name was. I got to look up my call sign. On and off all the way up there. Now he's in Harbor Springs talking through a hotspot, but it made for a more comfortable trip rather than just listening to the radio. Go ahead.
KJ, I know the DMR Mayo tower was down. I think they're doing some maintenance on it, so that might have been where the repeater was out of range. Unless you're talking about presently now while you're sitting in Novi.
Yeah, I'm nowhere near that to test for you either. I'm actually, I just roamed off of Mount Clemens. I'm on Burnside now.
W-A-E-A-B.
You done with your pizza, Eric?
Yeah, I was just kind of listening. I was over the side of the room. I was listening to a guy in the DM32. Great radio that it is. It has one of the worst factory antennas. I don't mean to sound like Jack, but a Nagoya 771 would wake that radio up, definitely. So I just get that out there. Anyhow, how's it going, Tom?
Well, I've got my parts for the interceptor. I see if we can get that done this weekend. Got the exhaust taken care of. That was $4.5 later. Because not only did I have an exhaust leak on one flex pipe, I had one on the other flex pipe. And then they said, then the resonator was all holed up. I'm like, and they didn't have one. I said, well, then just straight pipe it then. That's exactly what they did. So I got custom pipes all the way back to the dual exhaust.
Very good, very good. Yeah, it should sound pretty good then. And if it's old enough, it doesn't, it had catalytic converters. It had to have catalytic converters originally, but I think vehicles have to be certain. If they're built by a certain year, they have to have catalytic converters. I don't know. I don't remember. But it should be okay. It should sound good.
Well, she's still quiet, and then, yes, it still has the cat. I just bought the O2 sensors for them, inflow and outflow, so got that. And I got the pie rod end for it. Because that one seems like the one that's on here is a little cheeky, so she drifts here and there. But get that done, it should be good as new. Let's see here. I'll throw it back to you and then throw it over to Dakota if he's still there, if he's not on the home stretch.
Yep. The other gentleman out there, wasn't it just like W8RIT or something, that one guy that was talking about on the DM32? I think that was his call sign. I don't know if he's still out there, but... yeah, whatever antenna you got, either that rubber one with the ball on the top or that bendy one, they're terrible antennas. I would just, if you don't want to spend $20 on a Nagoya, just get a TIG radio. A TIG radio 771, they're pretty good. Or an Abri, I'm sorry, a Abri 771, they're like $5. Very good. Well, what color is it? What color is your car, by the way?
NADBF. Yeah, I'm here.
I forgot to know that guy's call sign. I'll throw it over to him in a second there. Eric, it is black and white.
All right. Cool. Next person, pick it up.
All right, I'll pick it back up here a second and throw it over to Dakota. Yeah, it's a 2016 Ford Explorer police intercept unit, fully loaded.
Good afternoon, Eric. And Tom, did you tint that thing yet? Because I have not gotten a chance to tint mine, and I am just sitting here sweating, trying to drive home. I cannot stand the sun beaming on me.
And if you mean pimp as in radios, yes. I got my XPR 4550 in here. I have my Alinco DR735T in here. I've got two NMO mounts. One with the bullet antenna, the other one with the regular stick. And I got that Larson stick that should be coming to my house today if it's not there. And then I got my Mesh-tastic node in here, connected to one of the old former 800 megahertz puck antennas.
No, I mean tint as in like your windows. Did you tint the windows on your new car? And is that puck, you said 800 puck, does it go to 900?
Oh, I don't know what it is. It came on the vehicle. I know that's on this little connector. And it said inside antenna, outside antenna. I'm like, oh, that's either the low jack antenna or something else. So I type, you know, I put my Meshtastic node onto it, and I got great antenna signal. I'm like, cool. And just the back windows are tinted. The side windows are not.
All right. Well, I'm going to make this my final and turn on my street here. But if you need a guy, ultimate window tinting over off Place Road in, oh, man, what is this? Lenox. I was going to say, I'm going to get this wrong. So he's not too far from you. He's very, very good, very affordable. So I will be there Saturday. All right, everyone, have a good night. I'll catch you later. NHDBF, I'll be clear.
73 Dakota. You know, I'll check it out. And W8RAT is still out there in KXG. What is it? KXG, MKG. Who else is still out there? I know Eric's still out there.
D8MSG. Sorry, I didn't get the clothes off and clear. I had somebody knocking on the door. I thought it would be 30 seconds to chase them away. AC8MXG, clear on this station.
Any WCB, any WCBC, YNU?
D8YNU, this is NAWCB. Good afternoon or good evening to you. Back to work. You got your 2 days and one is down. Hopefully you weren't busy today. How did we do today?
Sent back up, so it was a good day. It wasn't hard at all. So we managed through it. But how was your day?
Hey, great. Glenn, you were able to sit back up and at least not be in the all the action there today. I'm happy in that regard. We're doing pretty good here. Let's see, did some wash, did some paperwork today, working on, just kind of working on some things as far as the house goes. Contacted, in fact, one of our former contacts there that Mom had worked with the house, and so just running a couple ideas by her there, and so... other than that, we're doing pretty good there. Enjoying a beautiful day.
Yeah, good. 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 Sound like a good day. Heard it was beautiful outside, so I was a little bit jealous of him being stuck inside. But yeah, that's right. We'll get through tomorrow, and then I'll have the weekend. So.
Yeah, there we go. Just got to get through tomorrow there. And like I say, got the long weekend ahead of you there. So hang in there. Hopefully it'll go quick and uneventful for you there. Like you say, and then you can get out, be free, and enjoy.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Looking forward to it. Going to hop on the roof here and... Got to do some coax maintenance. Just kind of just look things over, make sure it's ready for the summer, and do some other radio maintenance. But outside of that, I think we're good to go.
Yeah, there you go. That's important. Like I say, get that spring check up there and make sure your radio's good, your coax connections. See how the antenna's doing up there on the roof, and it'll be a good weekend to do that. At least it's a little warmer and not so bone chilling out there or rainy and such.
Gee, when you we'll have to do that. Leo's got a ladies' night out here Saturday, so her and the neighbor, Debbie, and another neighborhood wife is going out, so I'm home with the kids Saturday night.
I see. Well, you know, I guess that'll get, I guess, Mom out of the house there a little bit, and she can enjoy some... fellowship there, or some friendship, who knows, mischief, I don't know, but that'll give you some time to, with the kids, enjoy them and spend some time with them.
Yeah, it'll be fine. They'll we will have fun. Either I'll have fun or I'll end up getting tied up and stuff in the closet or something like that. The kids will overtake me. Any WCB. There we go. you know, you never know there with the kids. They just might. But I'm sure maybe you can watch a movie or go for a walk or, and the I guess the sky's the limit there. Yeah, that's true. So we got the Skywarn class coming up here Saturday. NAWCB, yes, yeah, that is definitely looking forward to that, and certainly a good class. I know you guys have been advertising it, and I'm sure there's probably a good group that is registered, and I'm sure it'll be there. Yeah, it sounds like there's only a few seats left, so hopefully everybody shows up, and just looking forward to a good class. And we're hoping to advertise. I got some advertisement stuff there for ARPSC, so some flyers and different things. So it'll be good. I'm excited about it. NAWCB, yeah, that will be also a benefit to be able to advertise for the group. I know you put a post across, and I think the actual main site, and I think a couple others too put posts out to trying to recruit some members. So I definitely think it got all the bases covered there.
Gee, well, you. Yeah, I'm open. I'm trying to get ham radio out there, trying to, get some membership and, different things and well, that's fun. Get some different things and promote ham radio, trying to get the hobby grown and get some more new hams out there.
Yeah, exactly. And, like I say, there are various, you guys have, sent out the postcards and, getting across on social media. And, again, we've got the Skywarn class, got some flyers to hand out to be able to, explain the group's purpose there. And so, again, there's just a lot of avenues and, hopefully, like I say, get some people interested in ham radio or current hams, to jump on board there.
Gee, hopefully. I hope it's so. It's a good hobby. It's a good way to volunteer and a good way to get something out there and be active. So looking forward to it. Get ready for the set. Coming up here too, so busy.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like you've been busy. Just looking at Discord and also a couple emails that you sent out or email you sent out, and heard you on the air a couple of times, and it definitely sounds like you're staying busy with it, I guess, that time of the year.
Yeah, it's kicks it off pretty quick, but that's okay. We'll hit the set. Usually it kind of tapers off for a little bit and, goes from there, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I was thinking. It seemed like, it kind of goes in waves like that, and I don't see any, looking at the weather, I don't see any severe weather, or at least, knock on wood, on the horizon. I heard something about supposed to be maybe a chilly start to May, but like I say, at this point, nothing severe weather related, at least at this point in time that we know of.
Yeah, see how it all plays out. I've heard that it's going to be a little bit chilly for the start, but then it's supposed to warm up. We'll see. We'll see. So, but yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. And we've got our trip coming up here, and looking forward to that. If you're still interested in going up north, you're more than welcome. I believe we're planning on paying for a cabin for you if you wanted to go.
Oh, okay. Let me kind of think it over here a little bit. At this point, I'm kind of see where things are at and what's going on. But appreciate the invite, and like I say, let me think it over. See how I'm feeling too. NAWCB.
Hey, Wayne. Yeah, it's only for a couple of days, a couple nights, whatever. So it's not too long, but it's a little bit of time away, a little vacation there, and we got you covered, so you don't have to worry about anything. Just come along and have a good time.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, okay. I'll definitely, like I say, I'll keep it in mind and go from there. But I do appreciate the invite there.
Yeah, for sure. See, that's a lot of fun. We enjoy going up there. Just kind of just hanging out around the campsite there, and just kind of barbecue and some bonfires. And, nothing too major, but it's always a good time. It's a good time getting away. Usually something that we do after the set, just usually I'm super busy with the set, and then it's just like, all right, need some family time there. So that's been kind of been the thing here for after the set.
That's a good idea. Like you say, you've really been busy with the planning and pre-planning and things like that, and the activities of it and such. And like I say, it gives you good family time, and that's important to be able to maintain that balance. I agree.
Yeah, and hopefully get some fish and chips or something like that up there too.
Hey, you can't beat that. You can't beat that. I know. I went to the store and bought some fish there, in a package, and put it in the oven, and had five pieces of fish there the other night. It was good. I got five more left, and probably planning on that sometime here in the next few days.
Hey, there you go. Can't be that. I know we went to the zoo yesterday, and I decided instead of going back the way we came, because we couldn't go back the way we came. I came out there. We went out there in 3696, but you can't return back the other way. So I decided to go up Woodward up towards Normandy, and we passed Dugan's, and I'm like, man, I got to stop in there for some good fish and chips.
NAWCB, I was thinking about Dugan's the other day, thinking about the Susie Q fish and chips there. It's interesting, you and I both were thinking about that. Maybe someday I'll have to go back down there. I haven't been down in my home stomping grounds, and it's been a long time. Let's put it that way.
Well, Dad, we'll just have to go down there, and we'll just have to go to Dugan's there one time. And a lot has changed, I'll say that much. In fact, the house that's on Grandma Grandpa's property is for sale.
Oh, wow. I was kind of wondering when they would sell that house. That's kind of interesting. I know he had wanted to, and I was reading, he'd wanted to put up a taller fence there, and the city didn't let him, and then they've expanded out. You probably saw the Hart's house next door. They expanded that out, so I'm kind of wondering interesting to see the scenario. I'll have to check that out. Thanks for the tidbit on that one.
Yeah, no problem. And lots changed. Normandy is definitely not the same. Where the old golf course, it's all built up there, and out towards Coolidge, it's all built up, and you get up towards rural Ojai or Kimball, it's built up over there. There's lots that's gone on. You'll have to make a trip down there, Dad. We'll have to go down there sometime.
LAWCB. Yeah, perhaps one day. I know that the old Normandy Oaks golf course, they got rid of that, like you said, and put a subdivision in there. And I know that there's like a county park or something that's within that city park that they've added on and done a lot of work on Kimball. Like I say, they've done some adding on and some updating, and I know the driver's ed range is gone. It's an athletic complex in there, and done a lot of good things to it. It sounds like so. Yeah, it's a lot of changes. Real interesting. I was listening to a QSO on the 7.2 earlier, and the guys were talking about Fraser and Roseville, where they grew up, and that kind of interesting. We're talking about that Royal Oak here in the 13 and Woodward area.
Gee, Wayne. Yeah, it's a lot's changed. You know, it's different now. You know, and even Shelby Township is just—it's gone from that little town to big city feel, and it's just a lot. Lots changed.
Yes. It's hard to believe. And speaking of Royal Oak, it's hard to believe that Shelby has more people than Royal Oak. When we moved down here, I think there was only like 48,000 or so in Shelby. And, like I say, a lot of the subdivisions, go out on the road at night, and we drive through some of the subdivisions that they were building. And now it's really built up. A lot of people, a lot of business, a lot of turnover, a lot of the businesses that have been there for years have changed, and life goes on. Time goes on, I guess.
Yep. It's hard to believe. It is. Lots changed. But some of the good, some of the bad. But I guess it's a part of life. But Dan, I am home. So I'm going to head in here and grab some food and relax for a little bit. But appreciate you coming along and a good conversation on the way north. Hopefully you have a good night tonight and enjoy the evening. It's beautiful out. And, looking forward to our QSO here tomorrow.
Yes, I agree with you. It's definitely beautiful. I might take a walk here. I'm trying to think if there's a D2 net tonight or not, but if there is, that's all right. We'll get a walk in here real quick. But yeah, good talking with you. Enjoyed the ride along. Thanks for the ride along tonight, and we'll definitely have to do it again. But so I'll let you head in and say hello to the family and relax. Enjoy the weather and enjoy dinner. Enjoy the evening. And like I say, we'll do this again tomorrow. But tell everyone hello. 73s and 88 to you and the family. NAWCB is clear on your final. Take care.
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. You enjoy your evening and enjoy your walk. 73s, yeah, and 88 to you and mom. K8YN, you clear.
Here it is, WATV Mobile, King in from Sweetbury.
NAWRO, KCKGO. Jimmy, out there today?
Yeah, Tom, I'm here fixing to do the D2 net on about 5 minutes, though. But I got a couple minutes here. What's going on?
Oh, I just want to let you know I got my Larson stick. So now that's on the vehicle here for my Olinko. And then I got the other one set up for this radio, for the Motorola. So I'm good to go, sir.
You are good to go for the set. That is awesome. So it's the short one, I assume, because they got a short one and then a tall one, dual band.
Yeah, I got the one that you sent me the link to. So that's the exact one that I ordered with the NMO, and I love it.
Yeah, I really like mine. You see the spring in there? That's a serious spring, so that's going to be helpful at times, you know. All right, Tom, I better bug out because the GM ARC net for D2 should be starting shortly at 7 p.m. You have a good one, and we'll talk soon. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar.
Sounds good. Enjoy. 73, KCK Joe. Maybe I'll jump on All-Star. Clear.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.